Welcome to Topic 6, Anger, Forgiveness, Trust, and Consequences. In divorce recovery, anger can be one of the strongest emotions a person carries. Anger may rise after betrayal, abandonment, dishonesty, rejection, financial pressure, parenting conflict, public embarrassment, or years of unresolved pain. Anger is not always the first emotion you notice. Sometimes sadness comes first, sometimes fear comes first, sometimes numbness comes first. But anger often appears when something important has been violated or lost. Anger can be a signal. It may signal that harm happened. It may signal that a boundary was crossed. It may signal that grief has not yet found words. It may signal that justice matters. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be angry and don't sin." That verse does not pretend anger is never present. It recognizes that anger must be handled wisely. Anger can become destructive when it rules the heart, controls speech, drives revenge, or becomes a daily identity. One danger in divorce recovery is the trap of offense. The trap of offense happens when the hurt becomes something we rehearse again and again. We replay conversations, we imagine arguments, we collect evidence, we prepare speeches, we keep trying the case in the courtroom of our mind. At first, rehearsing offense may feel powerful, it may feel like protection, it may feel like justice, but over time it can keep the wound open and keep the other person at the center of our inner life. Anger needs to be brought to God honestly. Psalm 62:8 says, "Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Pouring out your heart is different from poisoning your heart. Lament says, "Lord, this hurt. This was wrong. I am angry. I need you." Revenge says, "I will make them pay. I will keep this alive. I will become the judge." Romans 12:19 reminds believers not to take revenge, but to leave room for God's justice. That does not mean harm is ignored. It does not mean consequences disappear. It means we are not meant to be consumed by revenge. This week, begin by noticing what anger may be carrying. Is your anger carrying grief? Is it carrying fear? Is it carrying a desire for justice? Is it carrying a boundary that needs to be named? Your reflection question is, what is my anger trying to protect, grieve, or say? Your gentle next step is to write one honest lament prayer to God without editing it to sound polite.